Out on the water or deep in the woods, this is Willie Outdoors on Willie 94.1. Here's your host, Ralph Gentry.
Hello, friends. This is Ralph Gentry. Welcome to Willie Outdoors. I don't know about you, but what a difference a week makes in the temperatures and the weather. Today, I'm running around in a short sleeve shirt, and last week, I thought I was going to have to go out and kill a walrus. But anyway, with that being said, I know last week I touched a little bit on the numbers of deer that were harvested in Kentucky. If you may or may not know, we are in the Green River region. And this region was the highest region of harvesting deer. Actually, we were 29%. And that total in this region of deer that were harvested in last year's season was 23,632. Of that, number five in the ratings was Hart County. And Hart County was able to harvest 2,816 deer. You may be wondering, well, Ralph, who was number one? Well, that was Hardin County. And Hardin County, which is north of us, they were able to harvest 3,228 deer. Fish and Wildlife Department has even broken it down with the categories: gun season, 107,392, bow season or archery, 16,662, crossbows, 14,020, and muzzleloading season brought in 11,794, which brings us to a grand total that I mentioned last time, 149,868. And remember, deer are going to be shedding antlers, so keep in mind, you might see videos on social media about antler traps. These antler traps are not allowed in Kentucky. So don't make the mistake of going out here and trying to rig up some antler traps so you can get some deer antlers, because that is illegal. I want to remind you that rabbit season in the western zone is still open until February the 10th. And in the listening area, Warren and Allen is in the western zone. It has already went past rabbit and quail for the eastern zone, or it will soon go out. If you don't know it, the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife has a new voluntary hunter participation survey. And this is to gather information for game management reasons. It is voluntary, but you can take that online survey on the My Profile page at fw.ky.gov. Anonymous tips about suspected illegal activity relating to fish and wildlife, as well as boating, can be reported to 1-800-25-ALERT. 1-800-25-ALERT. As always, know before you go. If you're not 100% sure, be sure and check. Make sure you have the proper license and the proper knowledge of what the rules and regulations and the limits are. Well, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's report. Remember to stay safe, be courteous, and know the laws concerning whatever you pursue while afield. Always check with your guide, and thanks for listening. Until next time, this has been Ralph Gentry with Willie Outdoors.